Tuesday morning with the Musers. We just did our big segment around the college football gridiron. We're going to talk some more college football now. Joining us on the ticket hotline is the greatest college football coach of all time. He won 7 national championships. He's now doing a little broadcasting. We say good morning to the great Nick Saban. Hi, Coach.
Well, it's a morning, all right? Let's hold off a little bit, calling it a good morning. It's part of my morning process. Apparently today on Tuesday, talk to you guys. But having said that, good to be on with you, Greg and George.
Yeah, Craig and George. Well, it's good to have you. What about this crazy college football world?
This is why I got out of the business, all right? Number one, talking to guys like you guys, talking college football in the media. I heard that last segment. What'd you guys talk, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
College football. I didn't hear anything pertinent. And yes, I was listening on the app. Got to be prepared. Preparation is the key in the process. And I wanted to know what I was dealing with. You know, so I listened to you guys, heard your comments on college football.
Okay.
All right, let me say that first and foremost. Now, to answer your question, yes, college football, total chaos. That's why I got out of it. I just couldn't deal with it. If we live in a world where Alabama is worried about a home game with Vanderbilt, all right, then something's wrong with college football. You know, when I coached, I used to let Miss Terry fill out the game plan when we played Vandy, all right, and we'd still win by 40. Now, Bama won and they covered, which I know upset you, George. I think you had Vandy covering that.
I did.
That's no surprise. You got that wrong. And, you know, I think Bama's part of the race. I think they'll be in there, but yeah, this world of college football, it's crazy as hell, and that's why I got out of it. In the media and the NIL transfer portal, that's about enough to get me out of it.
Okay, well, this is Nick Saban we're visiting with here on the ticket, but that's the weird thing is that you are in the media now. How do you like being on College Game Day?
It's awful. All right. keep in mind, outside of a handful of national championships, few good days out on the lake and a few good nights with Miss Terry, I've had very little happiness in my life. I rarely smile. But yeah, College Game Day, it's a complete beating. Got the headache of a moron dog that Herb Street brings to the set. All right. Got Desmond Howard's over laughing, an over caffeinated former kicker who yells for 3 hours. Reese Davis giving me a pointer to break down film. They all make references that I rarely get. Yeah, I hate my job. Absolutely hate it. Want to go back to coaching at some point.
Whoa, okay. Wow. Well, one big story in college football is Bill Belichick. You and Bill Belichick are kind of seen as the greatest coaches of all time, but he's really struggling at North Carolina. What's going on there?
All right, what he's trying to do, all right, on the football field, I don't know how many times I have to tell you guys this, but it's about process.
Yeah.
Taking notes on this, Dunham?
Yes, right? I am.
Process.
I'm taking notes.
Key to winning is process. You put your program in place, you get a little bit better every day, and it's that process that eventually will get you to win football games. Now, if you want to talk about what he's doing off the field, his girlfriend, what is she, 24, 25?
24.
Yeah, I figured Miller would know, all right? That's one of the greatest recruiting jobs of all time, all right? He's living every 70-year-old man's dream. You kidding me? Don't tell Miss Terry, but damn. Bill is proving that old adage, all right, that there's only one thing that is undefeated, and it starts with a P.
Oh, no.
Okay,
you know what that
coach
is, Dunham? Process.
Okay. Yeah.
Just talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
It's a process.
We're not paying attention.
Dunham. I don't know how you fix stupid, but I'm gonna try.
Okay, I should have come up with process here. Why don't you ask the next question, Craig? Because he doesn't like my line.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let me ask y'all a question or two.
Okay.
I've actually done a complete evaluation of your radio station.
Okay.
I got a few things for you.
All right. Okay.
I don't know how Kat deals with some of this stuff. Let me go over my list of what you guys do wrong, since you have no problem talking about Bill Belichick or Steve Sarkisian, all right, what they're doing wrong. Let's talk about what you guys do.
Okay,
the screen's always going down. All right, that's a problem. What's going on with your transmitter right now? You don't seem to have a website that keeps up the 1998 standards.
True.
You guys celebrate failure, okay? That's not what I do. You don't celebrate failure. Sophomore humor, way too much of that.
Yeah.
Poor sports humor, no doubt about that. Very, very questionable impersonations.
I agree with that.
I got a major problem with that. Malfunctioning equipment in the control room, misplaced drops, live spot reads that I don't even know where you're going with it. I don't know how many make goods you guys have to do in 1 week.
Yeah.
That's just on y'all show. All right, that's just on y'all show. That's not even talking about the rest of the day. So when you get your radio station, all right, straightened out, call me back, and maybe we'll talk football.
Okay. Wow. Man.
Coach Saban out. He is tough.
And it's kind of cool we got evaluated by Coach Saban, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll
not
take
everybody
that.
Can say that.